Greetings. Welcome to the Papa Pank Podcast. I am Justin Jane, and this is my friend and my co-host,
Jaylene Clark Owens.
There's a lot of gray in the world. We think it needs a little more pink, a Papa Pank. We are Philly-based, multi-hyphenated, and award-winning actors taking on all things arts and culture in this joy-forward and ever-playful variety podcast. You are listening to our theme song composed by Jordan McCree, member of the band Ill Dudes. We welcome you, our Pank Papas, both old and new. Please rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And with that, let's get it started. Hello to our brave and intrepid listeners out there. Hi, Jaylene. We made it.
We made it.
We made it to December. Can you believe that we are already here?
No.
I feel like last year and this year kind of just melded into one giant, big, difficult, and bewildering year. And what's just as bewildering is that it has been a couple of weeks since we recorded an episode because great things were happening that we will all talk about in today's episode.
Yes, exactly. Like the last time that you saw us, Pank Papas, I had more hair. For those listening, I cut my hair. My upper lip was not swollen from getting two cavities filled at the dentist yesterday.
It doesn't look swollen to me.
Listeners, my top lip is swollen. It was much worse yesterday, but it's still not regular. But the last time you saw us, regular lipped and all, we were chatting with the Emmy-nominated Carl Clements Hopkins.
Yes.
If you missed this episode, please be sure to catch the replay on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you get your podcast. Carl talked about their exciting career moving from theater in Philly to theater in Chicago to TV in Chicago to TV in Hollywood. So both Justin and I were very inspired by Carl's journey. And we also learned that Carl gives former guest Akeem Davis, friend of the podcast, he gives them a run for his money in the game Culture Tags. Now, maybe we have to have them both back on the show for a little showdown. I don't know. We'll see what 2022 brings. But either way, it was such a joy to have Carl on the show.
Yes, New Year's resolution. So between Carl and now, we had our individual Thanksgivings, which we will talk about later. And we also want to take a small moment today to celebrate our Papa Panksgiving.
Yes.
We'll also look ahead to Christmas or whatever holiday you listeners celebrate out there and share some tips and tricks we have to make yours merry and bright.
Wow. I know it gets me merry and bright. Something to sip on. So Justin, I think it's about that time.
Yes.
Get your glass so we can clank.
It's time for that Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank.
Papa Drank. And cheers. And cheers. Cheers.
Arriba, abajo, al centro, adentro,
jingle macara, mabuhay,
wello.
Oh, it's gonna happen. It's gotta happen. You know what's wild is the lighting. My lighting is always so different than yours. This is the same exact cup. We are holding the same exact cup, but for our listeners out there, my cup looks like it's a full-on different colored cup than Jaylene's bright pink.
You gotta get some more light.
Okay, Wello, what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking Coco Divine, which is a chocolate wine that I actually picked up the last time I was in D-Land, Florida.
What? It's chocolate wine.
It is premium grape wine with natural chocolate flavors and some cream. So it tastes like almost Bailey. Like Bailey's. Yeah, like chocolate Bailey's. So quick little update. This is the first time that I am having an alcoholic beverage on Papa Pank since September 15th. Because I have been doing the fibroid elimination diet as our listeners know, I've mentioned this before, it was a specific diet that I was on to try to see if I could get rid of my fibroids holistically. Well, friends, I went for my ultrasound on Monday, and unfortunately, the fibroids are bigger than when I started the diet. So, you know, I admit, at minimum, I thought that they would be like the same size, but I did not think that they would be bigger. So,
sorry.
It was disappointing. Thank you. It was disappointing for sure. But you know, I'm glad that I tried it. I learned a lot about eating organically and just eating better. I have a much bigger tolerance to be around like delicious foods and just be able to resist. I dropped 15 pounds.
Yes.
So all in all, you know, it was still good. I'm getting my surgery in January. But yeah, I'm happy that I did it. So
yeah,
cheers to
you. I'm happy that you did that too. That is huge. Cheers. That was a big old diet. How many, yes. Wait, how many days again was that?
62.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. It can be done.
42 of those was just doing raw foods, mostly raw fruits. Only put on joints to be bigger. I can't believe it, but you know what? It's all right. It's all right.
Okay. Right. Well,
what are you drinking?
Cold and warm weather always makes me want to drink something that keeps me nice and toasty. So just a good old glass of bourbon and bitters. Ooh. I am drinking Noble Oak, Double Oak Bourbon, only because it was on sale, like way down from like $40. You know, when you walk into the liquor store and there's like all these like discount signs.
Yep.
That's where you get the deal. But anyway, this is delicious. It's fruity, it's oaky, and it's hitting the spot. You're not a bourbon drinker, are you? You don't like
No, I started drinking bourbon, whiskey, all of that during passage.
Oh yeah. That was a lot of backstage shenanigans. Exactly. In that one. But I do love an eggnog, which we'll have to save for our Christmas episode.
Christmas episode. Thank Papas, all 1,292 of you. Please let us know what you are drinking tonight. Let us know in the comments, what is your Papa drink for the evening?
This brings us to our Pank News.
Ooh, yes.
This is the segment where we talk about anything we're vibing on this week in the arts. This could be anything from a theater show we've seen to pop culture events and visual arts. So what are you talking about today, Jaylene?
Well, after 24 years, I finally saw The Lion King on Broadway. Yes, I actually was in 1997, in my elementary school, Scott, he played the original Simba. He was Whoa. The original Simba for The Lion King. Yeah.
Is he on the cast recording?
Huh. I don't know. I didn't even think about that. I'll have to look. But yeah, I finally saw it and it was great. You know, I heard that they had $99 orchestra seats for like weekday shows. So I was like, yes. And then I found out that Disney, is covering all the fees for their show. So Aladdin and Lion King, if you purchase online, you know, Ticketmaster, they will cover all your fees. So I was like, yes, yes, yes. And this is through August 2022. So take advantage of that, folks. So I said, we have to go. So Lawrence, my husband and I, we went to New York, did a little day trip. We went to a raw vegan restaurant because I was still on the diet at that time. And then we saw The Lion King and literally, so it was my first time back in Broadway, you know, back seeing a Broadway show since the pandemic. And I was literally crying within the first 60 seconds of the show because I was just emotional. Oh. Like, look at this. Like I get emotional watching musicals. And it's just, I was just like, oh, this is beautiful. And the puppetry in that show is absolutely amazing. I feel like that's not talked about enough. Like I was sitting on an aisle seat. And so I would see the performers come down the aisle and they have all these huge animal puppets. Great. I, of course, thought of you in Hakuna Matata. Out there, if you don't know, Justin loves to play Hakuna Matata randomly. He loves to blast it on his little portable speaker when you are doing a show with him. This is what he does in the dressing room.
So yay! I
definitely thought of you during the show.
Yay! I love that it took you 24 years to see this musical. That people... It's a wonderful phrase. I also love The Lion King, and it's just it really is. When you see it live, you're like, oh, that's why this has been playing for forever, and why it will continue to play forever. The music is gorgeous. The dancing is amazing. I've known friends that have also been in it, and you know the person who plays Zazu, that puppet. That puppet is so exhausting that they have like a rolling armchair off stage right after Zazu sings his big song. The actor like sings it and then runs off and just lands in the thing. And then they have like people to take off the thing, and like it's wild.
Oh goodness.
A physical show. So speaking of musicals, we couldn't let our Pank News go by this week without honoring the life and contributions of Mr. Stephen Sondheim, who sadly passed away on November 26th. For days, our theater community, both locally and globally, have been eulogizing him on social media, through pop-up events like Sing Outs in Times Square, and through countless op-eds, both in print and online. Broadway theaters are set to dim their lights in honor of him on December 8th, and countless pre-show speeches and teary-eyed casts have graced stages all over the country, including the Broadway cast of Company, currently playing. And on the local scale, Sondheim was a Philly regular, having collaborated most closely with the Art and Theater Company and various actors and musicians in this area. His musicals were some of the most prolific works of music theater that American theater ever encountered. And in many ways, he changed the game of what the genre could do in terms of storytelling, musically and dramaturgically. And as a person, he had a fierce commitment to the craft and was an incredibly approachable, supportive, and humble artist. He was always willing to talk with young people and see shows when he could and send letters to adoring fans. So I wanted to take a small moment and just share the way that he has impacted me as an artist as well. I did go see a show once, and Sondheim was in the front row, was in the row in front of me.
Wow.
That is the closest I ever got to sharing space with him. So while I do not have a personal connection in that way, I will say that in high school, I was obsessed with the London West End original cast recording of Into the Woods. And I would listen to that musical on repeat to the point where I wore out the CD. Do you remember? Did you ever wear out a CD?
I feel like I have. It was probably like my Destiny's Child writing on the wall.
Yes. It takes like a lot of playing to wear out a CD. Anyway, to this day, it still skips. But that particular recording is special to me because it's faster. The tempo was like faster. And they all had British accents. So it had this like different energy that was heightened and felt like really... a lot like storytelling. And so like all young actors, I had a dream of someday playing Jack. And now I dream of playing the baker in that someday, though Philly doesn't call me in for musicals. Ooh. I would like to be called in for musicals. But Into the Woods has some very profound lyrics and wisdom. And I feel like we were so lucky to be graced with this giant in the sky.
Yes, I know that Sondheim certainly brought joy to many through his music, through his work. So we dedicate this next segment to him. And that segment is Tickled Pank. Because I know he tickled many, many people, Pank, including you, Justin.
Yes.
And he does call you in for some music.
JJ will listen.
You know? I could see you killing in a musical. It would be awesome. Okay. So Tickle Pank is where we usually talk about something that has recently been bringing us joy, and it's a bit of a catch up for Justin and I. And since this episode falls after our Thanksgiving holidays, we wanted to recap those as well. But let's start with the catch ups. So, Justin, what has you tickled Pank, my friend?
Okay. I have two big things. So the first is The Chinese Lady is still playing and will close its digital run on December 5th. This is at Interact Theater Company. You can get tickets through Broadway on Demand. It's all right here. The Chinese Lady by Lloyd Suh at Interact Theater, streaming online through December 5th. Tickets at www.interacttheater.org or broadwayondemand.com. I have been so, so proud of this production. It received glowing reviews. We have sold out so many performances. And most importantly, it has moved audiences, no matter who was in the audience. But the thing that makes me the most proud is how Asian and Asian American Pacific Islander audiences, they felt seen, they felt heard and celebrated. And that's kind of like the best case, like best outcome possible. Complete strangers were coming up to me and thanking me for this piece, and non-theater people were coming back again and again to see it. And that was really also heartening. There were folks from New York that came a couple times, and non-AAPI folks were citing how they felt they got more of a history education in that theater than in school, particularly in about Asian American history. But it just really felt good to tell my story through Lloyd Suh's beautiful words. And I got to meet the playwright on the last day of the live run, and he was awesome. He's so wonderful. I really want to bring him to the Wilma. And I want to do more work with him. And if any producers are listening out there, do more of his work. So that's Lloyd Suh. But the second thing is, I got a new tattoo. My artist was Kevin Roy, and he's based out of Blood Moon Tattoos in Ambler, PA. This is the tattoo. So for those of you listening out there, my tattoo is like this teal unicorn, and it has a Papa Pank, which is actually one of my favorite things, on its mane and its tail. Riding it is this little orange and red monkey, and then there's a rainbow coming out of the unicorn. It's all very loud and very proud, but I got it to celebrate my daughter, Emmy. She's a monkey sign in the Chinese zodiac, and loves unicorns, and, you know, we're a rainbow family. So I was really excited, because as an arts and culture podcast, I thought it would be apropos to talk about what a true art form this medium really is, and how collaborating with a tattoo artist felt a lot like when I'm directing and collaborating with a designer. Mm. It's like you have a vision and you pass that on to the tattoo artist, and then they execute it. And then you like tweak back and forth to make something better than the original ideas. Yes, the first thing is, this is on my thigh. It's pretty big. It's like a full handprint size. Wow. Yes, it hurts. Like all tattoos will hurt. But because of the placement, I could watch my artist work, and the amount of precision it took him and how the image like disappears under the ink was hypnotic to watch. And I love my art. I love this tattoo. And having a personal connection to the artist makes all the difference. So anyway.
That looks amazing, Justin.
Yeah, I love it. I'm so, so happy with it. So
wait. So you drew it?
No, he drew it. So I didn't see it till the morning of. I know that's like really stressful. Tattoo culture is its whole thing. It's a whole other thing. And even though this thing you're putting on your body for years, you show up and the tattoo artist has it ready, and then you have time to collaborate. And you're more than welcome to walk out or come back another day. But when you schedule a session, that's basically when you're going to be seeing the art.
I thought you drew it and then you gave it to the artist and they recreated it.
No, I gave him the idea and then he went off and drew this. And it was actually different when he brought it to me. It was like the unicorn was like gray, and then there was a cloud, and yeah, there was a little bit of other things, and then he just changed them all on his iPad, and then like we would go back and forth with the sketch. Yes.
That is amazing.
I can't wait for you to get yours.
Well, if you look at my Instagram, you'll see that I've already gotten a bunch of
what has had you tickled, Peg, this past week?
Okay, y'all. I was saying, you know, I'm making an announcement or whatever like this. So here it is.
Yes.
So, Pank Papas, on November 22nd, 2021, I reached peak tickled pankness. I have not announced this to the public as of yet, but I'm going to share it with the Pank Papas because I love y'all and y'all should get the exclusive.
Are you allowed to share this now?
Yeah.
You did sign an NDA.
You know, so I'm not going to share what I'm doing, okay? But I am going to share that on Monday, I shot my first TV show.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I am going to be on a television show. I have a one-liner. And Justin just made me scared to say what it is.
I know I did. Well,
so I'm not allowed to actually say the show.
You might be allowed to.
I'm going to find out first.
Yeah.
But you all, I was on a TV set. I had 9 words to say, and I knew my 9 words. I knew my one line, and now I can say that I have acted in a co-star role, and it was just amazing because I was in the room. It was really being in the room where it happens, as Hamilton might say, and I was able to be working right across from an actor who I've watched on television for years in a show that I loved. So just being there was amazing. I've always dreamt of this moment. So
there is a show. There's this one show I love and I used to watch. It was called Ma and Mortar. But I think I might be getting the name wrong. Ma and Mortar, Mess V Moo.
Now there's
Ma and Mortar and there's a different one.
And I
just wanted to say that I used to watch.
I'm so glad that you shared that with us, Justin. It sounds like a show I would like and maybe would like to one day be on. So, yeah. You know, I don't know when said show is going to air. I think I know when said show is going to air.
On what? Okay, so I think you could say that. When does it air and on what station?
I think it's going to air December 16th. I'm not sure yet, but I think that's when it will air. And it will be at 10 o'clock on NBC.
So, well-o. I'm telling you. Okay, wait, Jaylene. Talk about being on set. Like, what was that like? How's that different than theater? How did you feel treated? All of that.
I felt really great. It's long though. Like if you said, okay, in theater, you literally only have one line, which would mean you're in one scene. If we were going to run one scene, I wouldn't expect to be there all day. Mm-hmm. But alas, my call time was at 9:48 and I did not leave until about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved every second of it. Like I loved every second of it, from getting my hair, my makeup done, to just, you know, rehearsing. I had a stand-in. I was like, look at me with a stand-in.
Yeah.
I learned a lot of different terms, first team, second team. And I just, it was just awesome. It was awesome. They give you a little script. I'll show the back of it. They give you, this is the tiny script that they give you with the sides that is your, you know, your call sheet is on the front page. And then they list out, you know, they put all the scenes that they're doing for that day in this little script.
Yay.
I was very excited and very happy. And
how was craft services? Were you able to partake in it?
I was still doing the diet at the time, so I did, you know, I had to order food, but I got like a vegetable dish, but I wasn't sure if the pasta was gluten-free, so I just ate the vegetables.
Man.
I know.
Next time, we'll go in the time machine.
I know.
But I can't wait for you to make that social media announcement.
Yes, I am very excited about it. Yeah, so that was on Monday, and then Thursday was Thanksgiving. This was last week. So how was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, so we were in Tennessee visiting my partner Adam's family. And yes, I do enjoy still saying Adam's family whenever I get the opportunity. We drove down and broke up the 12-hour drive by staying in a hotel in Harrisonburg, Virginia, on James Madison University's campus. And that was heavenly. It was a really nice, like, university hotel. We ate very traditional Southern cuisine, and we ate a lot of it. But besides the hotel pool and visiting small town malls and lots of chatting with people I only see rarely, one of the highlights was seeing the Lost Sea. Now, this is one of those, like, it looks like a tourist trap as you're going down the highway, but it actually isn't. This is America's largest underground lake. And it's inside this, like, sprawling cave system that dates back to pre-colonial times. So we visited caves where tribal chiefs used to hold meetings. We saw graffiti from the 1800s. And then you take this big boat ride on this lake underground, and there's like a waterfall and everything, and it was awesome, and it was inspiring, and it was just like, it's one of those moments where you're like, did nature actually make this? And yes, she did. But I would highly recommend going if you ever hear of the Lost Sea Adventure.
That sounds incredible. Like, did you take any pictures or videos?
Yes.
Or anything?
And if you just like Google the Lost Sea, you'll find tons of stuff on it. But I really had a blast. But how was your Thanksgiving? What did you do? And what did you eat with your special diet?
I know. My Thanksgiving was great. We hadn't gotten together with my family for Thanksgiving since 2019. So it just felt really good to be able to do that, because we get together every single Thanksgiving. Like, that's just what we do for as long as I've been alive. So to not have done it last year felt really, really crazy. So it was good to be back. Lawrence and I went to visit my parents in Delaware, where we were joined by a few more family members. I was on the last few days of my diet. Diet that didn't work, but anyway, I was on my last few days, so I did indeed make a vegan, gluten-free, soy-free mac and cheese.
Okay.
And it wasn't terrible. You know, was it comparable to my real mac and cheese in taste? No. In texture, it was similar. You know, so I'm not fiending to make that again, but I, you know, it did the trick, and I had that and some cabbage and a vegan like linguine and meat sauce that was made with gluten-free
pasta. One of the things that I can't fathom is that you made everybody else their mac and cheese.
Correct.
That must have been torture. And how are you able to be like, yeah, this can go out the window? You know, like, I feel like if you're making a dish and you're like giving it to people, you want to taste it and make sure. Did you taste? Did you like taste it and spit it out?
No, I do really like to taste it. And so I kept asking, like, how is it? How is it? Is it good? Is it good? It's okay. Is it good? I didn't taste it, but I've been making that mac and cheese for like over 10 years now. So I'm like, I think it should be fine. I'm doing all the same things. And then I had a Daiya, which is a vegan company. They have a vegan gluten-free pumpkin cheesecake.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Was that good?
It was.
Oh.
So I enjoyed my little meal that I had. And that was my Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And now I'm going to hop on and just ride this segue into our next topic, which is
hot topic.
So, hot topic is a part of the show where we highlight either myself or Justin as we bring to the episode something that we are passionate about in relation to the theme of the day. So since this is a pre-holiday episode, both of us wanted to talk about some festive tips, ideas, and how to celebrate the holidays Papa Pank style.
Yes. Okay, so I've got questions. We both have questions for each other that we'll answer. So my first question is, what are some holiday COVID-conscious activities that you're looking forward to this season, or some that you've heard about that might be fun to share with our listeners?
Well, as long as the Omarion variant hasn't made things too terrible. Listen, Black folks are just going to call it Omarion variant. I honestly don't actually know how to pronounce the new variant. And at this point, it doesn't matter.
You don't want to. Yeah.
It's the Omarion variant.
We do know it's Omicron, though.
The Omarion variant, if it's not too terrible, I will look forward to basically doing what I did for Thanksgiving and getting together with the family. Mm-hmm. Everyone will need to get a negative PCR test ahead of time, though. That is what we did for Thanksgiving. You know, if you're in Philly, you can visit Dilworth Park and Love Park, both of those in the City Hall area, where they have a bunch of vendors selling crafts and food and drinks. Like, it's really cute and a great way to shop local this holiday season. So I am definitely looking forward to, like, checking that out.
Yeah, I would also double down on that. I love Christmas Village is what they call it. Mm-hmm. And but I would say do not go on a weekend, and do not go like go during work hours if you can. Yeah. When like it's a little bit lighter, it can get really, really packed and really like packed uncomfortably. Yeah, so if you want a comfortable kind of packed, go during the daytime. But I'm excited for I really am trying to get this Hot House Caroling going. And wow. If it doesn't, the idea of it makes me feel good. I love Christmas caroling. Have you ever been Christmas caroling?
I've never been Christmas caroling, and I've never heard like people come to the door and carol.
It's really adorable. Like, it's like romantic Christmas. I've only done it once, and that was when we went door to door. We went to all our friends' houses, and they would open the door, and then all the neighbors would come out of their houses, and everybody was a good singer in the group. So it was like, it felt like professional and fun. Mm. And then some of the houses, they would give us like hot chocolate, or they'd bring us inside, and it was really, really fun. So I'm going to try to make that happen. Okay. I'm a member at the Philadelphia Zoo, and they have Illumination happening, which is their nighttime thing. Have you done that?
No.
Oh, it's like all these like Christmas lights, and they're all animal themed, of course. But it's like, you know, have you been to Longwood Gardens?
Yes. Christmas?
So it's like,
not for Christmas though.
Oh, Longwood Gardens also has an amazing Christmas show, but all of these are just like, go see Christmas lights and like have a cup of something hot and like go with people you love. But I am excited about small house gatherings with boosted folks. And I just finished putting up our tree and all of our decorations, which is so nice. This is my first year with a fake tree. So thank you, Costco, for giving me that. I'm loving the holidays, and I am looking forward to doing all of these activities and more.
Okay. Now, what kind of holiday shopper are you? Ooh. Have you already bought your gifts? Did you get some during Black Friday? Or do you like wait till the last minute and get caught in the Christmas Eve madness?
Okay. So I try to be that person that buys things throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And then I forget that I've done that. And they like end up in the basement. And then I'm like a mad dash at Christmas time to buy new things. That's the kind of shopper I am. But I do have tips for like shopping for Christmas out there. And the biggest one that I have to say is treat yourself. It's okay. I feel like there's a lot of people out there who have guilt about buying for themselves at Christmas, but like, that's the one time you might go shopping. So get something, splurge. I also think it's like always good to know what to say if somebody's going to ask you what you want for Christmas, like your partner, your parent, your whoever. Because I also, when I ask people and they're like, get me whatever, I'm like, yeah, no.
Yep.
Give me options or send me in a direction. So those are like the tips I have for shopping. I would also say you know, avoid Amazon if you can. I'm guilty of using Amazon, but I do try to shop local. And I think plants do make a good gift. If you
plants,
if you're
not plan. Plants.
And plans.
And plans also make a good gift.
And pans, for that matter. Everybody needs a new pan. What kind of shopper are you?
Well, every year I say that I am going to complete my holiday shopping by like October. Mm-hmm. And every year I am buying things in December. So I do not like to be out there on Christmas Eve, though. So you might catch me overnighting something from online at like on like December 23rd. But I am believing that I'm going to be better this year. Clearly, it's not going to be in October, but hopefully I can finish everything within the next 2 weeks.
I wish it was just a little bit more, a little less taboo to just give practical things. To be like, here's a 24-pack of toilet paper. Or like, here's laundry detergent. Here's dish detergent. Here are the things that I know you need and will use and will love.
And I don't have a problem with that.
Give me that too. Give me a new vacuum. Like, I don't need clothes or stuff or things or trinkets or art. I could deal with an experience. Get me, like, take me to a restaurant. But anyway, some of those things are a little bit of my pet peeve. So, speaking of pet peeves, let's talk about pet peeves on the holidays. What really gets under your skin at this time of the year?
I hate when family members say shady things about you, or whether it be about your weight or your hair or your relationship status or your parenthood status. It just mind your business.
Does this happen to you? This happens to you at some gatherings?
You know, sometimes, but not really the close gatherings. It might be like extended gathering or even like gathering amongst like, I won't get into any more specifics, but
I also wonder how much of that is gendered too. How much, female identifying folks receive that stuff than other folks.
Well, certainly the women are the ones that are going to get the stuff about the kids a lot of times. And, you know, it's just, and sometimes it'd be the passive aggressive shade that really gets me, because it's like, it's subtle. So, you know, they're not outwardly like being rude. But then when you think about it, it's like, no, that was rude. So
can you give us an example? Can you give us an act out?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so here I am at the holiday party. Here's Aunt Jaylene. She's cornered me. Hi, Aunt Jaylene.
So you've been eating well, huh?
Yeah.
Lots of Christmas treats for you.
Or like, I'm really excited to start buying, you know, clothes for a little one someday.
Mm-hmm. Well, like,
you can keep hoping, keep enjoying that hope.
Exactly. Listen. I also just hate traffic. So getting caught in like holiday shopping traffic and being in a store with all the shoppers, I hate the anxiety around that. The rushing, I gotta get this before it sells out, I don't like that.
Yeah,
what about you?
That's along those lines. There's something that makes people like opposites. Some people are like super cheery and joyful and bright, and then some people are just nasty and rude, like complete monsters at this time of year. Mm-hmm. And you know, we're all stressed out. We're all trying to do our best, and there's COVID. But that is one of the things that I like that gives me anxiety at this time of the year. It's like, oh, people actually become a little bit rude. I don't like wrapping gifts. I've never been good at it. I'm one of those people that's just like tape and like it's Tasmanian devil.
Mm-hmm.
I think like there's always this stress on perfection too, on like everything needs to be perfect. Christmas needs to be perfect. The decorations need to be perfect. Everybody needs to be in the perfect mood. That annoys me. And then like whiteness everywhere. white Santas, white elves, white nativity scenes. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that there's like some diversity in those, but also all the other cultures have beautiful Christmas traditions that aren't just about like making an Asian Santa or making a black Santa. Like there are cultures have adapted these Western stories to come up with their own traditions. And I wish we celebrated those a little bit more, or that those were sort of in the zeitgeist a little bit more. And then my last like big pet peeve is people forget my birthday, which is December 29th. So after Christmas, everybody's like, and they're like lazy. They're like kind of doing, going back to work. And then like, it was my birthday.
Oh, Justin.
I know, I'm going to move it. One of these years, I'm going to move it.
It does come in that week where it's like, people be like, that week does not count. Like, it's like a limbo week.
Yeah.
That week between Christmas and and New Year's.
I should have a limbo. I should do the limbo this year. My back is giving out. It'll be like the limbo bar could be here standing and I go like this and fall over.
Because how old are you going to be?
20.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I shot that one too low.
Yay. Over 65.
Okay.
So what is your favorite thing to eat or drink at Christmas that you usually do not have at Thanksgiving?
Eggnog. And you know, I am lactose intolerant. And before there was like that lactate eggnog and like dairy pills, I was just hurting myself every Christmas because I loved it. And coquito. I'm so excited to drink some coquito.
With the vegan one.
Oh, yeah. That one was good with the apple.
Oh, they do. Donnie, if you're in the Philly area, Donnie Hammond, she makes coquito. I need to hit her up. But she has regular flavor and she has dairy and non-dairy. And she also has regular flavor and apple flavor.
Yes. And when I visit my family, we usually have pancit, which is like Filipino noodles. And those are for long life. You eat noodles for long life. And I love the Italian tradition of Feast of the Seven Fishes, which my husband has made for us. And it's been delicious. It literally is seven fishes, seven different preparations, get stuffed. And of course, on my birthday, I love carrot cake. And cheesecake factory.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
What do you like to eat?
Justin, happy birthday, December 29th. Make sure you mark your calendars. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like to eat. Well, so because my aunt does basically everything in terms of cooking, for Thanksgiving and for Christmas, I just make the mac and cheese. And so for Thanksgiving, of course, the main like protein is the turkey, but for Christmas we don't have that, so I am always excited for whatever that replacement meat is. So sometimes she has done oxtails, other times she has done ribs. It just, whatever that other thing is that replaces the turkey, I am usually excited about that. Yes. And of course, yes, coquito, eggnog. But because eggnog, we have eggnog at Thanksgiving as well.
At Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
That seems like a little too early. But speaking of things that we're excited about, what are you looking forward to this holiday season? What's on your list?
I am looking forward to, again, Christmas time with the family, seeing my nieces. So, you know, my goddaughter and her sister. And then eating all the foods that I missed at Thanksgiving that I did not eat because I was on my diet that did not work. I'm looking forward to eating. I'm looking forward to eating on Thanksgiving, on Christmas, and also being in bringing in the new year in Florida while enjoying hopefully some warmer temperatures. So what are you looking forward to?
Well, I'm from Florida, so I'm going to go see them, and I'm looking forward to the weather, the family, the fun, seeing some of my friends. Mm-hmm. I love Christmas cheer, so I just love all the decorations, everything. I really like going to Midnight Mass back home. And this is not to be confused with the Netflix show. Do you know about this Netflix show, Midnight Mass?
No.
It's really good. But I think you kind of have to know Catholicism pretty closely to like be on the end of it.
Okay.
But it's really hard to explain, but it's horror and Catholic. It's like vampires and Catholics. And they put them in a show together and shook it up. And you're just like, how is this possible? Anyway, I'm looking forward to Emmy and Santa because she loves, believes everything. And my birthday, I'm excited for winter break from UART. Just everything. Coquito, holiday sweaters, gifts, everything.
All the things we are looking forward to. That brings us to our next segment. We wish you a paying forecast. We wish you a paying forecast. We wish you a paying forecast and a happy forecast.
You know, today's Pank forecast will be a little different since we didn't have a proper chance to celebrate our Thanksgiving. We wanted to share a couple of special things that we've been grateful for this year. So for Thanksgiving this year, Jaylene, what do you want to give Panks for?
I want to give Panks for still being here, as there are many folks who did not make it to the end of the year. So just super grateful for life and for all my loved ones that I get to experience this life with. Grateful for making a childhood dream come true by being on a television show. Well, when it airs, I'll be on it, but at least shooting the television show, I'm so grateful for that. I am definitely grateful for all of you Pank Papas out there. Like, despite Justin and I schedules, you know, them getting busier and busier as time goes on, I'm just super grateful that we still get to do this show that was birthed out of the pandemic, because it really does truly still bring me joy. And of course, I am thankful for Tracy A. Cassius, because without her, we would not have our show available as a podcast.
Yes. So
thank you, Tracy.
Tracy, I'm also on the same level here. I love our Pank Papas, especially Mama Pat, your parents, Jaylene and Paul, for tuning in every time. For everybody who downloads this podcast, I'm grateful for the world opening back up and our beach day that we got to have.
Yes.
I'm thankful for Hot House for bringing us together, and for continuing to give stuff to us, and for abundance throughout the year. There's just been a lot that has happened throughout this year. But I also really want to shout out Tracy, who took this podcast to the next level and is continuing to. I can't wait. But also, this is where we also look ahead to things that we're excited about. So what do you have coming up artistically that you might want to share with friends?
Yes, friends. I talked about this last time, but on next Thursday, this coming Thursday, December 9th, I will be returning to the So Far Sounds Philadelphia stage. So the doors are at 7:30. The show is at 8. And So Far Sounds, if you're not familiar, they host intimate concerts featuring three artists at unique secret locations. So this show will be in Center City near the 8th and Market, Market Frankfurt line. And the address will be revealed 36 hours before the show. It is BYOB, so feel free to bring your papa drink to the show. I will be performing my spoken word poetry and selling my merch. Vaccination or negative test or negative COVID test is required to attend. And tickets are $18 and can be purchased at sofarsounds.com/events/37539.
Yes.
If you don't get that, just go to my website, JaylineClarkOwens.com, or my Instagram. It's all there.
I'm so excited about that. I love secretive things.
Yeah.
We are here now nearing the end, but before we go, we want to play some Pank Games.
Pank Games.
Let's do it.
Okay. Where I left off, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer.
Cheer?
I feel like cheer is in a lot of Christmas songs. Yeah, yeah, find it, find it.
Cheer in the house, here we are, it's Christmas again. I love to cheer and be cheerful on the Christmas day.
Is that how Mariah Carey wrote her Christmas songs? Because that sounded like a hit. I think that's how they came about.
That is, if you don't know that song, then you are just...
Yeah, I know. You are under a rock. You are living under a rock. I think that's all we can do. I think that's all. But I think that's the clip. That's the one. Anyway, we're here at the end of our episode. Thank you, anybody that has been sticking with us. When is our next episode, Jaylene?
We only have 2 episodes left for the year. Pank Day. Yes, Pank Day is on December 10th. So that's in exactly 1 week from today. Friday, December 10th at 9 p.m., we will celebrate Pank Day. And then we will have our Panksmas episode on Wednesday, December 22nd at 9 p.m.
Ooh, let's see how our freestyle brains are, because mine is rusty. So come on and give it to me. Let's see what I've got left in me.
Well, clearly your word is...
Clearly.
Your word is just holiday.
Okay. Holiday. Hey. Hey, it's a holiday. Hey, hey, we're going to open gifts. Hey, hey, and we're going to celebrate. It's a holiday. Hey, hey, get the children up. Hey, hey, up your cup. Hey, it's a holiday.
The songs on this show are really we have to go for an album.
I think this is gold. Okay, yeah. So then let's hear about cheer.
Okay. cheer, everyone get cheer. This is that time of the year where you shout, where you cry, where you laugh, where you eat. This is the time of year where you move your feet and sing. Ha! Merry, Merry Christmas. Ha! Merry, Merry, Merry Christmas. Merry, Merry Christmas. I could never want to miss this.
This. That was so good. It was like we were spinning gold.
We just dropped 3 Christmas tracks.
3 Christmas, a whole album. That's a whole single album.
I'm saying we just dropped a Christmas EP.
Oh gosh. All right.
That's how you
next end stop it. Versus.
Us versus Mariah Carey.
Oh. Okay, wow. We're out of practice, I guess. I mean, in practice.
We are in practice, baby. That was gold. What's our proverb? Give us a proverb about the holiday season.
Okay. If you open up a gift, expect the worst. Mm-hmm. That way, you know, that's a saying that's about like setting the bar low. If you open up a gift, expect the worst.
Great words to live
by. That's a great sentiment to end our episode on. But yeah. if you're out there and you're listening, it's the end of the year. Any donation helps us level up. $43 takes care of StreamYard expenses and Buzzsprout expenses. We use StreamYard to stream this to all of you live, and we use Buzzsprout to host our podcast. Donations also help us compensate our studio editor, Tracy, who is currently editing this episode for the podcast out of the kindness and love of our heart. So please, if you can, donate to hashtag Papa Pank, our Cash App, $PapaPank, PayPal, email us, or just like find us on the street and be like, I heard your music is amazing. I'm going to throw cash and literally just throw cash at us and say, sing more, make more songs like that.
Well, friends, I really hope that you sing our songs at your holiday gatherings, and we're echoing, so that's great. That means it's time to go. So
yeah.
We just want to thank, I'll do our Papa Pank thanks.
Yeah. Jordan McCree, who wrote our music, Tracy and Cassius, our studio editor, all of our past guests, you, our followers, our Pank Papas, and thank you for anybody tuning in right now. Please plug us on social media and subscribe to us on all the platforms.
And with that, we have reached the end of our episode.
Wello.
See you. Wello. We'll see you. Oogie. Bye.